None of the attackers in Dresden, Paris, Nice or Vienna is thought to have reached Iraq or Syria. Though the Dresden suspect had been convicted of recruiting on behalf of IS and downloading terrorist manuals, he is believed to have been radicalized only after arriving in Germany 5 years ago. Mr. Patti's killer is known to have had contact with a jihadist in Syria, but he never fought there and was not known to the French authorities. The Nice attacker, who had crossed from Tunisia to Italy in late September, had been arrested in Tunisia for using a knife, but was not otherwise on the radar of Tunisian, Italian or French authorities. The problem seems to be less about hardened combat veterans than those with looser ties to the jihadist ecosystem turning to violent action. Propaganda remains a serious issue too. Large caches of material inciting and glorifying terrorism continue to circulate freely online, says Julian King, who served as European Commissioner for Security until January. The European Parliament has been sitting on proposals for Europe-wide action to remove online propaganda for almost 2 years, he says. The recent attacks also highlight another worrying pattern. Mr. Fejoulay was let out of prison early. The Dresden suspect had been released only 5 days before his attack. That reflects a wider failure of counter-terrorism policy, as does the fact that Mr. Fejoulay had completed a de-radicalisation programme that was evidently unsuccessful. In many European countries, the priority was to get people locked up, says Peter Neumann of King's College London, and then to forget about them, with many becoming further radicalised in prison.